So glad you're all here.
Let's get started.
Would you like to start the day off by sharing?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was, having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you, go ahead and introduce yourself?
That was a perfect way to start Uncensored. We thank you for joining us on Afterglow.
Come dumpsters.
I have to get it out of my seat.
It's like Tourette's.
Jackie's just dirty.
I'm sorry.
We have Raylene here with us today. We just finished up talking to you, and you were telling us about this craziest clients that you've found.
I have experiences.
That's what they're called.
With
That's
everyone. Look at I it. Cannot call them crazy because if any one of them hears this.
That's right.
And I call them crazy?
No. They're
good thing
they're
I have so
fun.
Many that they all think they're crazy right now.
They're like, oh, she's talking about me.
Yeah.
Right.
Again. Yeah. So you had more experiences.
You were about to tell me the story about. Oh, sorry. You want to go into the industry?
No.
Tell me about the guy that you were afraid of being attacked. I just think this is fascinating.
Oh, it's happened so many times.
Okay.
This is horrifying.
Let's start there.
I had a listing in Reseda that there was not a guest house, but like a garage, a converted garage in the back. And I go in there to show the property, and I'm turning all the lights on and getting everything ready. And there's like a homeless guy sleeping
in the garage.
Okay. And it freaks, I scream. I'm like, it freaks me out. There's this guy back there and he screams and he's cracked out. And I'm like, he's going to kill me right now.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
But then in the same breath, she's like, do you want to buy a house?
I was like, you need to get out of here. And then I went running.
Oh my God. Unless you have a checkbook. And then come back.
Yeah. Then come back. Buy the
place. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
You need to leave. He's like, okay.
So you just sound authoritative.
Yeah.
You know,
fake it till you make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that all the time to Jackie. Yeah.
But I've had so many. I'm like, I was saying that I'm like the whisperer for people who need
the magnet of crazies.
Yeah. They need help.
That's good.
They do. And amongst other people, I have normal people too.
No, that's because you're friends, Jackie. She met you.
Yeah.
You're normal.
I have a variety
Jackie.
Of different clients.
You're normal.
People from the adult business to people who have no idea who I am still to this day.
That's crazy.
And I'm so glad they don't. And
why? I mean, you think it would change their...
I do. There are certain people that you just know. They're like judgmental about everything and everyone. So you're like, oh, I'll never tell you. You know?
No.
So.
Yeah. Do people ever just come up and ask if you're a model? Because you're tall, you're gorgeous, you have a charisma about you.
People ask if I'm an actress.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Or they'll just say, you look really familiar. And I'm like, no. Or have we met? And I'm like, no, we've never met. But
oh
I always
gosh.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We met. I'm like, no. Not in person.
You saw some shit.
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
That's great. That
that's
is
cool,
great.
Though.
No, I know. And you know they're kicking themselves. Like, how do I know her?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. I've only actually been asked one time by somebody who came into an open house.
A guy.
A couple years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And how did he ask you? Did he just say, hey, did I see you?
Are you Raylene? And I am like, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I don't ever lie.
That
would be really stupid to lie because clearly they know the markings. If I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt and they see the tattoos or something.
Right.
Yeah.
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 What was it? I wanted to ask you something and now it's, the sexual relationships. So is it hard to have sexual relationships having your background? Do guys expect you to be like an acrobat in the bedroom or?
My experience anytime that I have dated outside of the business is that people get gun shy. They're just, they can't get it up. Because they're afraid that they're intimidated.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm like, is it my vagina stink?
Aww.
What's going on?
It is not you.
It's not me. It's not me. I check.
You're the full package.
How do you check?
You're gorgeous.
What do you mean? How do you
smart,
check? I'm like so anal about that stuff. Yeah.
Literally?
Oh my.
No, I just want to know if you have a certain technique for checking.
Yes. It's called the finger dip test.
Oh, you do the finger dip. Okay. You know what I do? I sit on the toilet and then I bend over because it
the fumes.
Yes, okay. It does.
No one really wants to know that, did they?
Sorry, I do.
I see someone offset who's actually trying that right now.
Literally everything. No, but I've had experiences where they can't get it up in it. I'm like, I dread the dating world. I'm just, you know, I had a lesbian girlfriend for a while, and I think that I'll just go back there if I'm ever single again.
Right.
You know, I was always thinking if I was ever single that I'd follow the LPGA and just get a nice lady player to be my sugar mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just go that route.
Yeah. I think girlfriends would be a lot less complicated.
That's just a lie. That's
really?
You're dreaming.
What? No.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever lived with yourself and woken up in the morning with yourself? I am too, but how are you in your PMSing?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Exactly. That's Thank good. You. True. Imagine two of you in the same house.
And you're synced at the same time.
I know.
Yeah, that's not pretty. Oh, we can't leave our listeners with that. Let's talk about something really wonderful before we go.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? Have we asked all the questions?
Oh, we have asked all the questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Every single one of them.
Oh, you asked, have any clients ever recognized you as it helped you or hurt you? Yeah. Okay. I was going to elaborate on that, but I had a long answer in my head.
Have you ever found a date from an open house when someone came in and said, you're hot? Are you busy later?
Look at me trying to think. I'm like, let me turn back the clock. No.
Not yet. Not
no.
yet.
No.
I'm sure men hit on you, though.
I
mean,
bet.
A lot.
Yeah. No.
You just don't notice them.
No, yeah. They don't.
How about women? Do women hit on you a lot?
No. Not at all. Never. I don't know. Maybe I have like that vibe. I put like, don't even try it. Don't fuck with me.
I think you're too hot.
I think so too.
But I really enjoy my surroundings. I do. I find it, for me, it's more appealing for me to have a crush on somebody and them not respond and it be a secret for somebody to flirt with me. So maybe I put out that vibe. I don't know. I have a bunch of hot managing partners in my office and I enjoy them every Wednesday during our office meeting.
Okay. I want to be a bird on the seal on
I know when I close the door to my office, which I earned an office last year.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's huge.
Everybody who's against the porn star in the office is really pissed off that I earned an office.
Good.
But whenever I go in there and close the door and whoever's in there with me, they get like the backlash of whatever's coming out of my mouth after that office meeting. Yeah. And I'm filthy.
Awesome. Yeah. Ooh, kind of like Afterglow, but not as filthy.
Yeah.
We are very PG today on our Afterglow, except for Jackie, who can't control her Tourette's.
Sorry.
Raylene, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You're gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
And please stay tuned. Next week, we will have a professional villain here, Tim Woodman. And so catch us with Everybody Loves Sex and Uncensored Afterglow. We'll talk to you, right? We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, we will. We love you guys.
Wow, so you're a sex addict too.
Sex, what can I say?
Right, I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. I mean, people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.